game was postponed.
I give her a small smile. Yeah, unfortunately the game was delayed, so they're playing tonight. Do you think you can determine the sex of the baby today and write it on a piece of paper and put it in an envelope so we can open it together when he gets home?
Of course.
She pats my knee.
You're not the first I've done that for, and you won't be the last. I know how excited you both are to find out.
Turns out I'm a planner when it comes to things like this, which is odd because I would have thought I'd want it to be a surprise. As she washes her hands at the sink, she looks at me over her shoulder.
I was the same. As soon as I could find out, I did.
She grabs the paper towels and dries her hands.
Any plans for Christmas?
We rented a big cabin with our friends. We're going for a long weekend, right before the holidays.
A little getaway before the chaos, huh?
I laugh. It's made my Christmas list 10 times longer, unfortunately. Now I have to pack and have everything set for when we return. She grins.
It's good to get away. This is actually my last day before Christmas. I'll be completely off. No on call or anything. My husband demanded we go on a vacation. We're going to be away for the entire holiday.
My eyes widen. Because as long as Henry's with the Falcons or another team in the league, that's not an option for us. That's amazing. Where are you going?
I wish I could say somewhere without snow, but he loves skiing. So we're heading to the mountains. I'll be in the hot tub or in front of the fire with a book.
Sounds nice. My voice is a little wistful. As fun as being at the cabin with our friends will be, it won't be as relaxing as her getaway sounds.
Don't sound too jealous. My entire family will be with us. My parents, his parents, our siblings, and all the kids. It'll be chaotic.
Built-in babysitters? I shrug. She grins.
Yep.
She rolls her stool over.
But back to you. How are you feeling? Any questions or concerns?
Everything's been good. And it has, which makes me think I could do this again soon. I've been blessed with a great pregnancy so far. She dims the lights, squeezes the jelly onto my stomach, and starts the ultrasound. I'm not sure if it's the darkness, the feel of the cool jelly, or the wand running around my stomach, but I blink away tears. It's silly to be sad, but I really wanted Henry here. He would be if he could. And I remind myself it hurts him not to be here just as much as it does me. So I need to be strong right now. I force myself not to look at the screen. I want us to see the pictures together. To read the girl or boy on the paper at the same time. The room fills with the sound of a strong, steady heartbeat. And the tears I was forcing back spill down the sides of my face to the paper under me. Hearing the life I'm growing inside me never gets old.
You're doing a great job. Everything looks good.
Relief floods me. Not that I thought anything was wrong, but the confirmation is reassuring.
I'll take these pictures, write down the gender, and seal it in an envelope. Anything else before I do that?
I probably should have asked, but travel is okay, right? The doctor finishes with the ultrasound machine and turns on the lights.
How far are you guys going?
Just up north. She leans against the cabinet, crossing her arms, her white coat straining at the sleeves.
That's fine. Stop if you need to stand and walk around for a bit. If you have any problems, my colleague Dr. Romano is on call.
Thank you. She steps out of the exam room while I write myself. Then she returns a few minutes later with the envelope.
All set for you two to open together. And please tell Henry and the crew that we're wishing the Falcons luck. We hope they can bring home the cup again this year.
I smile. He's hoping for the same.
Have fun on your trip.
You too. That vacation sounds perfect.
It'll be chaos, but good chaos. Enjoy the cabin. It would be any fan's dream to run into you all up there. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, I say. She leaves, and I stare at the envelope in my hands. It's right here. I could know right now if my baby is a boy or a girl. Instead, I press a palm to my stomach. We'll wait for Daddy. I slide off the table, tuck the envelope into my